This is the Crime Story Podcast with Carrie Ann Tholis, where stories of crime and justice are told. On today's podcast, Tracy Ridgely reads her story, Danny Masterson, and the tension between due process and Me Too, which you can find in written form at crimestory.com.
In January of 2017, hundreds of thousands of protesters, mostly women, took to the streets in cities and towns across the United States. The protesters wore pink pussy hats and brandished signs saying, "Resist," or "This episode of The Handmaid's Tale sucks." The protests came on the heels of the 2016 presidential election and coincided with the fledgling hashtag MeToo movement. Suddenly and refreshingly, women who had experienced abuse at the hands of men were riding the wave of a momentum that could carry them forward, amplifying their collective voices as they pushed for the president and eventually titans of industry, media, and politics to be held accountable for long-ago crimes of sexual assault. However, for many of these victims, eager to get their day in court, the statutes of limitations had long since expired. What are these statutes for in the first place? While such a law might seem to favor the accused, it has nothing to do with siding with the perpetrator over the victim, and everything to do with evidence. The statute of limitations exists for most crimes to protect justice and the truth from the deterioration of physical and testimonial evidence that can occur with the passage of time. Think back to the last party you went to. Can you remember everyone who was there, what they were wearing, what they ate or drank? Certainly, if your wallet had been stolen, you'd remember the moment you realized it was missing, the fear you felt, the violation of someone getting so close to you and taking something so important. But if this party happened 20 years ago, could you even remember what color the wallet was? The human mind is fallible, and memory is not concrete. Physical evidence can get lost, contaminated, destroyed. And so, inevitably, there is a tension between affirming the experience of assault victims who have remained silent because of fear or coercion, and respecting the due process rights of someone accused of committing a crime many years ago. Danny Masterson, an actor famous for his role on That 70s Show and a member of the Church of Scientology, stands accused of 3 criminal counts of rape in the early 2000s. Much of what we know about the accusations at the center of this criminal trial come from documents filed by Masterson's alleged victims in a federal civil case against him, the Church of Scientology, and other individuals, many of whom are individuals affiliated with the church. One of Masterson's accusers, Jane Doe No. 3, met Masterson in 1996, and they started dating shortly thereafter. Masterson has been a member of the Church of Scientology for most of his life, and Jane Doe No. 3 joined the church shortly after they began dating. The Church of Scientology is named in the civil suit because Jane Doe No. 3 alleges it was complicit in suppressing her allegations, thereby allowing valuable testimonial and physical evidence to fade away. In the civil complaint, Jane Doe No. 3 claims that she reported the sexual assaults to the Church of Scientology at the time that they happened. The church, she says, guided her into an ethics program where, among other things, she was told that as Masterson's girlfriend at the time, it was her job to give him sex whenever he wanted it, and that if she complied, these things wouldn't happen. Plaintiff Jane Doe No. 2 met Danny Masterson in 2002. She alleges in the civil complaint that whenever she partied or drank around Masterson, she would, quote, black out, and wake up the next morning with no recollection of the night's events. She indicates that she suspected that Masterson drugged her. Plaintiff Jane Doe No. 1 alleges similar experiences to Jane Doe No. 2. When partying with Masterson, he made sexual advances which she rejected. Jane Doe No. 1 alleges that Masterson gave her drinks which were drugged, and that Masterson forced himself upon her in her impaired state. Jane Doe No. 1 also alleges that Masterson once threatened her with a gun before assaulting her. In California, the statute of limitations for sexual assault is 10 years. This means that the state legislature has decided that due process rights of someone accused of committing a rape more than 10 years ago outweighs the value of evidence of such a crime after so much time. However, the California legislature has also determined that any crime that is punishable with a sentence of life in prison is not subject to any statute of limitations. And among the crimes which can be prosecuted without regard to the age of the accusations or the evidence are sexual assaults in which the perpetrator has kidnapped the victim, has used a dangerous or deadly weapon or a firearm in the commission of assault, has been convicted of committing sexual assault against more than one victim, or has administered a controlled substance to the victim in the commission of the sexual assault. Witnesses for the prosecution have alleged that Masterson committed each of these acts. The district attorney's office has decided that they believe that the evidence that they have collected is strong enough, even after all these years, to enhance the charges beyond the statutory skepticism that evidence has deteriorated over time and to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that Masterson committed these acts. The defense has denied all of these allegations and has objected to the application of the law in this manner in a procedural motion called a demur. While the subject of the demur will be decided in a subsequent hearing and will also be covered in an upcoming crime story report, the tension between Masterson's due process rights and the Me Too justice movement is likely to remain a key aspect of this case.
That was Danny Masterson and the Tension Between Due Process and Me Too by Chasey Ridgely. For more storytelling news and narrative analysis in the world of crime and justice, head on over to crimestory.com. Thank you for joining us, and we hope you will come back for the next Crime Story podcast.